I'm at the Lincolnshire Show with James from Lexus Toyota Lincoln. Hello, James. And we have a rather special car here in front of us, James. Will you tell me I'm looking at?
Yeah, we've got the plug-in Prius. They've made 20 of them so far, delivered them to selected fleet customers.
Plug-in Prius?
It runs like a Prius. It has an electric motor. It also has a petrol engine in it. But the great thing about the plug-in is it extends the range of the car on electric mode. So you can do 30 miles, emission-free, using no fuel. It will travel up to 33 miles per hour on that electric. And then when you run out of power, you don't have to worry. You don't have to rush to somewhere to charge it up. The petrol engine just fires up and it gets to you to your destination. And then when you're at work or overnight, you recharge the battery at very low cost from the electric grid.
Okay, and this contrasts with the previous, or the standard Prius, which you actually can't recharge with a cable.
No.
You can only recharge it with itself, with its motor,
exactly.
The petrol engine.
Exactly, yeah. So as you're going along and braking, it converts that momentum of the car into electricity and stores it in the battery and reuses it. This works on the same principle, but you can extend the range of the vehicle.
Okay, so basically the plug-in is just gives you the ability to top up that power independent of the charging system within the engine.
Exactly, and there's a lot of talk about electric vehicles, but everyone's a little bit concerned about buying into that, because what do they do when they run out of power? And if they're nowhere near home or a charging point, they're stranded. And charging does take a few hours, so it's not like you can stop at the petrol station and just quickly fill up. This is a great compromise, which we think is going to really take off in the UK. It's ready for production. You can see this one's here. It's taxed. It's on the road. It's being used in London and other metropolitan places. And when Toyota feel the marketplace is right and ready for it, then they'll be available to the public. We think probably 2012. And by that time, Nissan would have brought out their electric car and they would have assessed the market with that. But Toyota are ahead of the game, well poised in the UK.
So, practically speaking, you've got a car here that you could use on your short distance daily commute purely on electric power if you can plug in either end. And then on the weekend, you can take it out into the country
exactly.
And not worry about running out of electricity because you've got the fuel engine, the petrol
and
engine.
Even in Lincolnshire, which is fairly rural, there's still a lot of the drive time into Lincoln. It will be within the range of this vehicle. So if you've got a charging point at work, for example, and certainly for me, I'll drive my 8.5 miles to work. I'll get 8.5 miles home again, and then I'll charge at home.
Overnight.
But even people further away from Lincoln will still get into the city on the electric, and then they'll only use the petrol engine when they're going on holiday, for example, or visiting friends outside of the county.
Is it easy to install a plug-in point in your home to charge?
I haven't seen that bit of the technology yet. There are definitely plug-in places in London and at Toyota's head office and in Sheffield. So they're building the infrastructure already. The ones I've seen are just little stands that you plug into.
Yeah.
So I believe that there's very little
quite
to do in your home system, and that's part of what they're going to try and do is make it easy for people. So you'll need an external power point or probably in your garage. But I think that will be pretty straightforward when the time comes to put the infrastructure in place.
Thank you, James. Looks like the future of motoring
Absolutely.
To me. Thank you very much.
Cheers.